Well, good morning. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from John chapter 8 in verse 58. Jesus said to them, "Most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Now this morning, I wish us to do nothing more than to consider how great a God and a Savior we have. He is the great I Am. To wit, we shall take a journey through the Scriptures, and we shall leave the Christian in Beulah Land. Beulah Land is that place spoken of by Isaiah, where God delights in His people, and His people delight in their God. Seeker friend, we shall bring you to a crossroads in the hope that you will approach the majestic person of Christ, the great I Am, on bended knee. I Am is the name which God ascribes to Himself. Back in the book of Exodus, we read, "But Moses said to God, 'Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?' So he said, 'I will certainly be with you. And this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain.' And then Moses said to God, 'Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, "The God of your fathers has sent me to you," and they say to me, "What is his name?" what shall I say to them?' And God said to Moses, 'I am who I am.' And he said, 'Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations.'" It was not in Moses himself to lead the children of Israel. Why should Israel, and why should Pharaoh, heed the voice of a man? But it was in the Lord to lead. I Am speaks of the eternally existing God of the universe. There is none greater. A just God and a Savior, there is none besides He. Amen. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. When man leads men into battle, we may or may not pay attention. But when God leads us into battle, let all of the earth pay attention. In the book of John, the Gospel of John, in the context for our scripture, we read beginning in verse 48 in the 8th chapter, "Then the Jews answered and said to him, 'Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?' And Jesus answered, 'I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges.'" With righteous judgment, by the way. "Most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." And then the Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say, I do not know him. I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So at least three times in this passage, Jesus claims deity and or equality with God the Father. In verse 51, Jesus says that if anyone keeps his word, they shall never see death. And it is to God alone that power over death belongs. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. In verse 54, Jesus claims that God is his Father in a unique sense, thereby making himself out to be the Son of God. In our text, Jesus ascribes the divine name, I am, to himself. He claims to be the eternal God-man. The Jews rightly understood Jesus' claims to divinity. Therefore, they sought to stone him for blasphemy. Now, the Jehovah Witnesses and other cultic groups do gymnastics to get around the obvious, trying to say that Jesus was not claiming to be God here. But their only success is in proving themselves ignorant of the scripture in its context. Jesus was claiming to be the very one in essence with he who appeared to Moses in the burning bush passage. Jesus offers us many other proofs that he is the I am, saying, I am the bread of life. I am from above. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said all of these things during his earthly ministry when he walked this earth. His claims to deity were many, but they were perhaps no more pronounced than the way that he proclaimed to be the Son of God by repeatedly using the phrase with regard to himself, I am. After his ascension, Jesus continued to apply this term to himself. And when we turn to the book of Revelation, we read, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. That's what he said. Amen. Then Jesus says something that many may find frightening. After he declares his identity and his power, he says this, and I have the keys of Hades and of death. Now, if there was a key that if you had in your possession, to unlock the gate of heaven, and somebody told you that if you take that key and you stash it away in the suit pocket which you bought for your burial, and that when you go to the grave and you put on that suit and you had the key, it would open up the gate of heaven. Would that key not be your most prized possession? If you're OCD like me, you'd be checking that suit to make sure where it was, making sure that key was inside 3 times a day. Right? That would be very important to you. But that key is not in your possession. That key is not in your suit pocket. That key is in the possession of Jesus Christ. And it is a key that he bought with his own blood. And the possession has been secured by the power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. That key is with the Lord. And it's with him in heaven. And you don't have to worry about losing it. And you don't have to worry that he's going to lose it. Because our Lord is not in the business of losing things. He's in the business of finding things. Amen? Amen. So approach him, if you will. Approach him not as a big brother or bro or the man upstairs, but as God who is before all things, who is called I Am, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, he who holds the keys to death and Hades. Sometimes we forget that spiritual business is serious business of the utmost gravity. And we tend to treat it as a common thing. Lord, forgive us for those times. You know, many in Jesus' day responded to his claims with irrational anger, as in our text. Excuses, procrastination, unbelief are all four. But a choice few responded with conviction. What right have any of us to ask Jesus Christ, the I Am, to open up heaven's doors to us? Yet, God has never refused admittance to his kingdom to anyone who has asked with sincerity, ever. For Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And that title, I Am, is a title which speaks of his eternality, his power, and the fact that God in all of his attributes transcends time. This morning, he assures us that he is here in this very place. If you approach the Lord with the spirit of unbelief and indifference, consider the outcome of your conduct in all seriousness. But the righteousness of faith speaks this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Is he not here among us, even you? Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. Has he not risen from the dead? But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. And by the way, it also says that whoever approaches him this morning with a broken and a contrite heart, seeking his forgiveness and his help, will also find help in their hour of need. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. So whoever you are, wherever you're coming from, whatever your need, whether it be comfort in a time of sorrow, clarity in a time of confusion, direction and discernment in a time where you've got some decisions to make, the Lord extends his ear to you. Therefore, cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Amen. Finally, the scripture says, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. This, friends, is our first need. This is your first need. Therefore, wherever we're at, whether at that junction, that crossroads, whether we've gone far and drifted off the road and need to get set aright, let us come before God, our holy God, our majestic God, our all-powerful God, but yet a God who has chosen to reveal himself personally through his Son, Jesus Christ, through whom he made the worlds. Heavenly Father, we are fully assured of your power. If there be any doubt in our mind of your power to save our souls, or your power to bring us through the trials and the fires of life, maybe they be dispelled through the hearing of this word. God, we're sorry for the many times where we have acted as if you don't even reign, or acted as if we don't have a helper in heaven, or acted as if our God is not powerful enough to move those mountains that we're needing moved. All-powerful God, great I am. May our hearts be hearts of worship. And may we come away from here blown away by your majesty, impressed and amazed by your personal love for us, which compelled you to send your Son Jesus to the cross, to die for us sinners, that we, though infinitely separated by sin from the I Am, might be reconciled through the blood of the cross and kept through the power of the resurrection. We pray in the name of Jesus, whom we also profess to be I Am. Amen.